The president of Delaware State University faces a drunk driving charge. WHYY's Chris Barris reports on the arrest of Tony Allen, which occurred nearly a month ago but only became public this week.
The 55-year-old Allen became DSU's president in 2020. He also has a national profile from directing hometown president Joe Biden's inauguration festivities in 2021. Allen also chaired the president's advisory panel on historically black colleges and universities until Biden left office in January. But the Delaware News Journal reported that shortly after midnight on July 21st, a state trooper pulled over Allen, who allegedly was weaving between two lanes in his Rivian electric SUV. Allen's blood alcohol level was 0.0128%, the paper reported. That's well above the 0.08% legal limit. Allen did not respond to WHYY's request for comment. A spokesman said he won't comment out of respect for the ongoing legal process. His arraignment in Kent County's Court of Common Pleas is set for September. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.